This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, well, we talked to one of the guys that was one of the lead product guys creating this incredible truck, and Mark Densler now joins us. They're the ones that put together the Illinois Manufacturers Association, this whole Maker's Madness contest. Mark, thanks for being with us today. How did you guys get started with this whole thing? Walk us back to the beginning.
Sure. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. So we wanted to devise a contest that would really showcase great Illinois manufacturing companies and the incredible products that are made here by the 592,000 men and women working on factory floors. And we had this idea before the March Madness tournament got canceled and all that stuff, and so we kicked it off, and this is the first year that we did it, and I was kind of hoping maybe 125 to 150 nominees, and we had over 450 nominations come in. We had over 260 unique products, and throughout the course of the tournament, we had almost 300,000 people vote.
That's amazing.
And so, and especially as a native of Decatur, I was pretty excited to see the Caterpillar 797F win.
All right. We just had one of the guys who was one of the new product introduction project leaders on this thing over the last number of years before retiring. He gave us some stats. It's pretty impressive. Basically this thing literally made here in Decatur is the same size as a 4,500 square foot, 2.5-story home.
It is absolutely amazing, and if you ever get the chance, if you haven't, Brian, if you go to the Caterpillar Visitors Center in Peoria, they have the bed of one of these trucks that serves as a theater, and I don't know, it seats 50 or 60 people, whatever it is. It is absolutely a monster, and Caterpillar should be very proud of winning this, and all the men and women in Decatur that work on this every single day. It shows American ingenuity and innovation. The size and scope of this is a monster.
Yep, manufacturing 12% of the state's gross state product, $304 billion in annual output. It matters. Tell me about some of the other cool things that it was up against, because you guys had some really, really neat stuff.
There were 260 products, and the final four, it was the wall clipper, so like a razor, Bloomington beer nuts. And then one of the neat ones called the functional hand, actually created by two ladies in the suburbs and made at the U of I, was something to help kids with cerebral palsy or MS or individuals that have a hard time holding, like, forks and pens. And those were the final four. But when you think of anything made in Illinois, whether it's the John Deere Combine, Red Salvation Army Kettles, Tootsie Rolls, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, there's some pretty iconic products that are made in Illinois, in addition to, smaller things that people aren't aware of, the world's largest 3D printer in Rockford, or medicines that are made here. And so there were a lot of neat products that were nominated. And, Caterpillar had to get through some pretty tough competition to win.
No doubt about it. Well, listen, kudos for putting this whole thing together. It was a lot of fun. And I know the last number of months, it's given us something to take our mind off of all the bad stuff that's going on. Can you address that at all right now? I mean, clearly the job numbers out this morning are just mind-boggling. Everybody's suffering, including those here in the state of Illinois. What are you guys doing as the Illinois Manufacturers Association to help?
Well, first, I would say I'm so proud of the men and women on manufacturing floors today that are still working to produce, life-saving medical products and making sure that our grocery stores are stocked with food. And providing equipment to nurses and doctors and first responders. And the IMA, we're working with our companies to make sure they're aware of the resources that are available through the federal government programs, through the state of Illinois, unemployment insurance. And as I've said before, Brian, manufacturers, we've dealt with every major challenge in our nation's history. We're going to, again, deal with this, and the men and women in manufacturing are rising up and doing all they can to make sure that Illinois and our nation gets through this.
That's absolutely the best answer I've heard today, Mark. Great stuff, and thanks for being with us this morning. Keep safe, okay?
Thank you. You too, Brian.
All right, Mark Densler from the Illinois Manufacturers Association. He's the CEO. Here's the final blow-your-mind stat. The 797, if I asked you how many cans of beer could this thing transport, 1,066,667 cans of beer. Or soda, 12-ounce cans.
I've seen, being in the brewery, I've seen thousands of cans at one time?
How about 1,066,667?
It's like houses worth.
Yeah, that's 44,450 cases of beer.
Oh my goodness.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.